Now we're starting Kol Shamach Zayin, and from here on in Tuchos Brachos until almost the end of the Chiluk. So it's starting with bread, Petzia Sapas. How to make hamotzi. Boteya pas b'makom shenef heitev. You have to. There's a din. This actually comes from the Gemara. Comes from Masha Melech in Chelik that that says that Ravashi has said that he had tainas on Menashe.
Tomorrow we'll dine on a chaber Menashe.
Came to the Cholom. Yeah. So he said. Where do you boteya the pas? Rashi said, I don't know. He told him the din, or he had to put on the makom shenefer heitev. And he said, if you were in my day, you would go ahead and you would be, you think I had a hard time, you'd be picking up your robe and running to do a avodah zarah. So that's the Gemara. So Al-Kupan, this is a halacha from Menashe HaMelech.
You promised him, teach me the halacha,
yeah.
And I promise I will teach you in your name.
Yeah. Yeah. So Al-Kupan, so you're supposed to cut it from the baked side. By regular challahs and bread, it's obviously by the, there's not so much of a difference. Some say you turn the bread to the side. That's what the Rama says. The pas didan yishiv tzva b'tzad ha-pas, on the side of the pas, v'yachtoch ma'at min tzad ha-elyon v'tachton, should cut straight through. Right, you shouldn't flip it over. By other breads, then, generally, big bread, nowadays, no one cuts, a lot of these halachas don't apply, because during the week, everyone has sliced bread, or you have a little roll, and this doesn't really apply by a little roll. I'm talking about a bigger challah of some sort, so then you just have to cut straight through. Yachtach prusas habitzia, and you cut the prusa of the betzia. First, before you make the brach, you cut it most of the way. You cut into the actual bread. Enough that it's a shalim, because you want to make a bracha on the shalim, that if you pick up the smaller part, it's going to hold together. And you're trying to make it to the chachil, you should make a bracha on the shalim. That's the best thing, but why do you cut it? You cut it so there's very little hefsek. We don't want hefseking between the bracha and any bracha, and when you eat it. So you have to cut the pas, you try to remind as much as possible, so you cut it, a third of the way down, so you just have to give another big couple slices and eat it. And try not to delay the thing. And if you're giving out to other people, you don't cut a teeny little piece and pass it out. You want to cut a couple big slices so it doesn't look like your tzara'ayim. Lo prusa yoiser kabeitza, but don't do more than a kabeitza b'nishanira kirav son. Like, don't cut yourself tzara'ayim is not only for everyone, it's also for yourself. Don't look like a kamsan. Eat normally, but not too much, because then you look like a glutton. And Shabbos, don't cut you shouldn't cut it until after the bracha. You should kikar shlemos because of the chemishne. Mikolachem mishachach v'chasach k'mo b'chol eino mazik. Tzeder, if you did that, it's not eino mazik. It's you're fine. You're yotzei l'chemishne.
So
marking it, we do brought down that you do. You just make a little mark as a hachana. It's brought down the Achronim. The minhag is to make a scratch, just to show the spot. At least that you're trying to memayit in the hefsek. The nira hadlo yivtsa yoisem mikabeitza hayna dafka b'chol v'ochol levado. Don't avav b'shabes or she'oichlem harvei bnei adam or many people tzarich lite mina prusa l'kol echad kazayis. From that prusa, you're supposed to be able to give out. It has to be big enough to be able to give out a kazayis to everyone. Mutar l'tzol l'fim asher tzarich lo ayin l'kamam. So, just a few points over here that I just want to bring up. Just cutting the challah on Shabbos is where is it talking about shikha or whatever cutting the end off? It doesn't. There's no makor. They try to find a makor. Minchas Yitzchak says, I don't have a makor, but that kach nagu, so I do it. The Pesachim Chuvas has a whole diyun about it. He goes back and forth. He says that this was some bring from the Zarastvash and the Eibchitz, that it's mashma over there of Klipos, but he says it doesn't make sense. There's no real makor for it. It's a medic, who knows? I don't know. Cutting off the end of the challah, or whatever. Now, the issue I have, just one ha'ara, and cutting off the end of the challah is, you see from Shulchan Aruch that you're supposed to cut a prusa big enough to give out a kazayis to everyone. Now, the thing is that then you try to, and you're supposed to cut as much as you can, so you don't have sick. So if you go ahead and you cut the end off first, then is it a hefsik? Well, dafka, it's arich, whatever, but akopanim, you see from the Shulchan Aruch, you're trying to mind as much as possible. It's better to go ahead, al-pi Shulchan Aruch, to go ahead and cut, like, you cut more, like a big piece, and cut from the big piece, and just leave over the end, is more l'chachila.
You're going to need two slices to get the first.
Yeah, but when you cut, but prusa, the pas, I've seen people cut off like, you know, just the end first, the tip, just cut the tip off. There are people, I've seen a lot of people do that. You cut the tip off.
Because you need to do that to get the first slice.
You cut in the middle, and you cut from the middle.
It's not going to make a difference. That's my point. You still need to make two slices in order to get. You need to make two cuts to get the first slice.
Right, but you should.
What are you doing, from the middle or from the end?
No, but taking just the tip off, that's not being botseya. Not what the very end. It says over here you should cut with a piece big enough to give a kazayis to everyone. So you want to say if you want to say the rest of the challah is you cut the little tip off.
The first slice that you're going to hand out needs two cuts to be made.
Right, I'm not arguing.
So you cut him off the tip.
Depends on so depends how big the tip is. I'm talking like people take a mashu. I take a mashu. That's what I'm tiny. If you go ahead and take a chaticha, you're right, that's fine. And the rest of the challah is beseder. That's your proof. That's fine. That's a lot of people just like nick off the end. So that's like a vishnikal hefsik. And then that you should, okay, you take off a piece like this, and then you cut from the rest. That's fine. That's all I'm pointing out. I've seen people take off a little nick at the end. That could be as a if it's a makor, and that could be a little negative shulchan aruch.
The question is that if, let's say, you cut from the end, okay, then you give it. Is it a hefsik if you make the bracha, cut? Give the other piece to your wife, and then cut another piece for yourself. You eat that, and is that a
hefsek? A hefsek is not, these things aren't really hefsekin. Not really a hefsek. Really, I think that we'll see. You should eat first before you give your wife. You're supposed to eat first before you give your wife. Yeah. So let's continue, and we'll see. I'm just pointing that out about the, obviously, if you give a piece like that, that's fine. Give it to your wife. That's the seder. But some people just like nick off the end. That's all I was saying. But yivarech hamotzi lechi min haaretz. You make a bracha of hamotzi lechi min haaretz. In Rabbi Mesubim, yichad libav lishma bracha. If a lot of people are there, they have to focus on the bracha of Yanu Amen. Havavarech Yichavim La'amen She'amen. You should hear the Amen. This applies to all brachas. If you want to be motzi people. But really, to be motzi people is complicated. But Kapanim, Yitain Rebach, Bein Lecha, Bein Min. I'll just say a very fast var from the Aruch HaShulchan. He says over here an incredible thing. Very, very quick. He says, what's the Lashon Hamotzi? It says most brachos are shahakal that he created already is in the past. So it's a machlokes in the Gemara whether it means past or you say motzi and hamotzi in the future. He says the pshat is that hamotzi is hoveh, is present. That people, a person thinks that when he makes bread, he goes and he makes the wheat or he grinds the wheat up and then he does the lisha and he does the baking. His meisim. He says, no, here the brachos say, Hamotzi lechem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the bread. You think you did all those steps, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really the one who's been Motzi lechem right now. And it's a vart in a very deep vart in Bitachol and Teva and whatever. It's a very nice vart in the Aruch HaShulchan. You can look it up. I was very spoiled by it.
Well, the part is from the Lashon Hamotzi lechem in Hashemayim.
Yeah, that's a Gemara. Yeah, that's a Gemara. But that's what I'm pointing out is that right that's I'm looking at the Rosh Hashanah over here. It's very nice part. You have to pick up the bread in your hand. Yitain shtei yadov ala pas v'shas bracha. You should hold it with two hands. Sheish behen eser etzbos. Kneged eser mitzvos atzilios v'pas. Kneged the eser mitzvos of Truma's Meisters and Chal and everything. Okay, they list the ten is hard to come by, they figure it out. The Rachman and Cheshman, Lakakish, Esther Tavis of Virchas Hamaitzi, the Esther Tavis of Pasuk, Latvia Chotzi Lebehema, the Esther Tavis of Pasuk, Enecho Elecha Yisaberu, the Esther Tavis of Pasuk, Eretz Chito, Sarah, the Esther Tavis of Pasuk, Vitein Lacha, Israel Brachos, and therefore you should hold it with two hands. Lo Yivta Achevil, the fun of Melach Oliftan. You shouldn't make a bracha until you have Melach Oliftan. Some sort of even chumas tchina, whatever it is. The lafe is about prusa abitzia, if that's what you want to do. V'im hi nikia, but if it's a pas nikia, which our bread is, oshim b'tuvelos b'tavlin, or b'melach, sugar in it, or eres, or melach, kein shalanu, and they all. Right. Sometimes you have the Dr. Mark's bread from like the, some of that is like, takes like, it's like this really healthy, whatever, it's like a brick, tastes like sawdust, I don't know. So that stuff may, I don't know. But the ocean is kavin lecho pas chareva, or if you want to eat, if you taco want to eat, you know, rough bread, it's good for you, I don't know, whatever, eino tzarech lahamtin, then you don't have to wait for melach. Agal mikol makom mitzvah lahavi kol shulchan melach kavin sheyitzah, it's a mitzvah to put melach on the shulchan because it's like a mitzvah. So even if you don't dip your bread in salt, there's a mitzvah to go ahead and put melach on the table, even if you don't do it because of a separate din of mizbeach. Even if you don't want to go ahead and dip it in or whatever. I think it's to dip it in on Shabbos at least, but whatever. Yochol miyad lo yasiach bein bracha la'achila. You eat it. No hefsekim. Eat it, and it applies to all brachos. Don't speak between bracha la'achila. Imsach tarach lasu v'varech. You spoke. Hey, you know, you hear about that? Whatever. That's elim kain ha'isa sicha b'dvarim in dvarim shemivarechin alav. Let's say by the Pesach Seder, don't you berach ala pas, kunash acham, a review melach, a lift on, you can say bring salt, tznu leploni lecho, give him some, tznu maichol behema, because that's a mitzvah to give the feed the behema first. Yoytze behelo, en yotzarech levar, he don't make another bracha. For instance, on Pesach, you're trying to, you know, give out the matzah, here, take this much, if the tzarech, you know, if the tzarech, you give it, you can speak. Hagaru mikol mako, the chachil lo yasik klo, it's better not to. Had im sach drein betelim tach lachs ze vare khayn davka shach kolm she achar abotzeya. That's only if you spoke before the person in amotzi a. But achavach lo havi sicha hefsek. It's not called a hefsek. Avi she dein lo achu acherim besuvi. Even no one else ate. For yotze kulam b'achilas abotzeya. There are yotze the bracha of the yotze the bracha with him eating. He answers from kulam v'achom in a prusa abotzeya. No, not everyone has to eat from his piece. Raksha Oysen came just, it's a minute to go ahead and eat from the challah, but if they have their own, you know, bread by them or something or whatever, so then they can, you know, they can eat from that, and then after he eats, you wait till he eats, and then you eat, so therefore, and then everyone else eats, so that's, I brought down that's what also the Baal Bayis should eat first, so that, and these moats, then the Paul Hefsekim, he moats everyone with his bracha. Reuben, shehaya noitel yadav la'achila. Let's say Reuben washed his hands. V'yakov hayim mevarach ha'moitzi. Nizkavim la'hoitzi yashomim. He has kavanah for the shomim. Achrach nigev Reuben yadav. And then, like, you know, in yeshivas it was very common, you know, whatever, that he's washing his hands, he wants to hear lechem mishnah. Reuben is noitel yadav, and then he hears ha'moitzi, and then he dries his hands. Baruch ha'til sedaim. Lo'ah v'hefsek. It's not a hefsek. And he's yotzi with the bracha of the motzeh. The yotzi b'birchas Yaakov, and the chlachs of the varech b'birchas amoitzi. He doesn't have to go ahead and say b'birchas amoitzi. Shachach achav lo b'birchas amoitzi. Let's say he ate b'birchas amoitzi. In this garbisoch asuda, mevarich, then he needs to make a bracha. V'im lo nizka, achigam esud also ein mevarich. So let's say, you know, he washed and he had a sandwich and he got distracted for a second and he thought he made a motzi and he realized he didn't. So then you make it before you finish the sandwich.
Well, if you finish all the bread?
I think no, only if you have to make it on bread. Yeah. Suda also, the suda, a lot of the suda in the time of whatever, used to be bread with stuff on top. You know, even Rashi Akadekach, Rashi says to be motzi, to be pater all the food. He said everything has to be left to the past. So you have to go ahead and have a piece of bread with everything. So after they cast, that doesn't suda means with the bread. Now we're gonna talk about other stuff, whatever. That's good to bring. Whatever that we'll talk later, I guess. He's not sure. Don't make a bracha. Who did any other bracha? You not sure you made ha'etz. And you know, you really have a suffix, then don't make a bracha.
If Reuven hadn't washed yet,
and then he's not yotze.
He's not yotze, right?
Im b'mak b'mkayim berchas hamoitzi berch shahakol niyavidvaro osh amar berch b'chavana malchus mori da haipita yotze, and they also bring down the first of mezainis as well. Your yotze. Then it says the Prisha and Chayod and parts like that. Mishra brings it. You say with the Zaynus, all the any bracha. Akopani, even not according to the Prisha, you say with the Zaynus and instead of Hamotzi, you say with it. Im Hayu Shnayim Rabim. If now we're talking about how do you convey? How do you motzi everyone one bracha? So if there's two or many people, Echad Mevarech Kulam. So one person is Mevarech for everyone. The dafka he sebu shu derech keva. Only if there's a kviyas together, o balbayis im beiso dhavika sebo, or it's not, you know, balbayis, you know, father with his family is also. Well, im hayu yoishin below haseba. If they're not like sitting down haseba, kivin she'enu nikvayim yachal kol echem mevarech la'atzmo. Im amu noichal kan of a makom ploni. Okay, let's sit down and have a meal. If they're traveling, whatever, okay, let's wash. Even she echidu makom la'achilas and have a keva a few below a seva. That's enough. But either she ain't on a regilim be a seva. We don't do a seva. She shiva di dan b'shulchan echad or below shulchan ba'achas. You put even by a picnic, you put a blanket down like it. It'll have a kviyus. Now feel if they chabur ka seva di du dami. But you don't feel kavu makom la'achilas. Let's say you're in the park doing a barbecue, and you're sitting on the wall, everyone's sitting around, but you're kovei on the barbecue to eat, that's also good enough if you want to be motzi everyone. No one really does then, but but sitting around, if you want to be motzi everyone, sitting around the wall, that's going to work. You have to be one specific makom, you put a blanket down, something like that, otherwise you can't be motzi everyone. Like I said, most people just, you know, make their own bracha, but if you wanted to, for whatever reason, that's what you would do. Well, that's what the chassid makes it, but no, it's not. No, you don't have to. This is just saying you can. But if you make your own bracha, it's fine. It's not like you're chayiv to over here. It's just saying if you wanted to, then that's what you do. And they say, okay, let's eat. Avav Yisrael Kol Echad Oichel B'Kikaro Shelo Yardu Bein Behemis. They're just riding. It's starving. Kivan She'omdu B'Makom Echad. But Im Haya Oichlin V'Holchim. Lo. Question in a car. The car would be. I think it would be because you're not. Everyone's riding their own. Their own animals. So then, to mitzarif is a little bit hard. You have to stop in one place. But in a car, you're in one place. You're just moving in a wagon. I'm not sure. V'im hayu oichlin mesadim mufuzarim mufuradim avu bisha oichlin kulo bisha achas kikar echad kivin shal kavu makom v'oichlin mufuzarim enem mitzarfin. That doesn't sound clear if you can't be yoitzi everyone. Echad lo kavu makom darmina shakol echad mevarach la'atzmoi. Where you weren't kovei makom im kivein hamavarach lo'tziam hein neskav lo'tzeis yotzu b'dievet. If he had kavana for everyone and they had kavana for him, then they are yotze b'di'evit. You don't think of brachos. Ina masubim rabim. You have a lot of people by the suda. Gadol shemakulam b'tzeya. Then the b'tzeya goes to the gadol. The gavim heim shavin Echad mehem kohen mitzvah lachdimo, because that's the mitzvah of kavod kohen. In kohen am haaretz tamei chacham koidem lo, then the tamei chacham was before. In kohen gam kein tamei chacham elo shu pachos min hasheni tov lachdimo lo ein chiyuv v'davar ein lachon sirim reish aleph. Again, this is on the betziyas apas, not talking about again the benching. All this thing is a separate issue, not the same thing. I think it's more minigans to give it to the kohen more. And yeshimayim ba'albayis who betziyah? He's the one that does it. Feeling of a reach gadol doesn't make a difference. Mavarich yomar tchila b'shus. Right, everyone can focus on the on b'shus that they're focusing on the bracha to be meitzi. The Mesubim aren't allowed to eat until the Botzeah eats. You're allowed to distribute the Chala before you give it out. But they shouldn't eat until he drinks. Huadin, Kiddush, and all these things. Then you Mimotzi anyone. The person who's Mimotzi, he has to eat first, and everyone after that eats. If everyone has their own role, if everyone has their own roles, they can just eat. If they want to go ahead and eat before, then they can go ahead and they can eat before the botzea.
From their role,
if they have two roles, if they want to be yotzei lechemishna, then they need either have the lechemishna or they have to wait for the botzeir. Any botzeir rasha litzoa chiyichle amen ipi rov ha'oinim. The botzeir shouldn't botzeir until everyone finishes saying amen. Habotzeir poishet yado tchil lekara lechol. A person whose botzeir gets the kavod. At least I would say they have a big. They have a big platter. He should take first from the platter. He's allowed to give out the cover to someone else. Prusa lifnekel echad. When he gives it out, so he should give out a prusa before everyone. Echad naito prusa biyado, and then he takes it in his hand. You shouldn't put it in, hand it out to someone. Elim kain haya ovel. It's a simon of avelus. To go ahead and to hand it out into their hand. Peres et tziyam biyadeha. Remez l'prusas hamoitzi. From the shenoitzim biyadu b'shas avelus. That biyadeha, you give it to your hand, that's a sim. Why, I'm not sure why is it a sim for avelus. Either that's the din, or that, there wasn't really anyone to discuss it here. I don't really say, it's just the remez in the pasuk. Because it's a simon of avelus, so therefore, right, you shouldn't hand it out. You should put on. Right, that's a suzavra, right? That's suzavra that they give it.
I'm probably
referring
to the actual
suzavra,
not necessarily
avelus. Yeah, okay. Suzavra, they feed them, they give it to their hands. Because this pasuk, because it's from here. This is based over here. And so that's right. So that's that's the dinner over there. Passing the challah around on a plate, that's okay if you pass, because that's not putting it in their hand, that they'll take from the plate. A person who doesn't eat, he cannot be moitzi other people. Let's say, so if they don't know how to make a bracha, you can sit and say the bracha together with them. Let's say a person's sick. Can't eat, or he can't eat bread, whatever it is, and he by Shabbos, and he wants to go ahead and be motzi everyone. So he can't. If he's not eating, he can't be motzi. He can't be motzi everyone. If he has kids there and they need someone to make the bracha, obviously then he can make the bracha for them, or maybe better they stay along with them. He can't just he can't just make it. It's a bracha l'batal. Afilu b'Shabbos shuchayv lechol pas. Lo yivarech lo chaver birchas hamoitzi. Even on Shabbos, where he eats bread, he shouldn't be moitzi. If you're not eating yourself, you shouldn't be moitzi. But lo shari yivarech lacherim apol pi she'ena toim. And you shouldn't. That's why also by what we'll say, ve'ela birchas hamoitzi the matzah below rishon shel pesach. Birkas Hayayin, the Kiddush. You can't make a bracha if he's not, unless you've been in Motzi, you can make Motzi Matzah, or Birkas Pesach, or Birkas Hayayin, the Kiddush. You don't have to drink Ben Shalai Ben Shayon, because if you Motzi other people, you don't actually have to drink, you can give it out to other people. I know by for instance, by a chasna though, the person, the rav who makes the bracha, a lot of times, or by a mila, will spill a little bit of wine, you know, he'll spill a bit of wine on his finger to be toy, makes a gefen, and then gives it out to chasen kala, and a lot of people, either they'll drink from it, or they'll spill a little wine on their finger and have a little bit of wine, so you're not, so that you're toying also. Hagal yesh lechol aprusa shabatza alea kodem, shelchol pas acher. The piece that you are cut first, You should eat that before any other pieces of the pas. So, like we talked about, if you cut up the piece off, I get if you cut, you should cut yourself a slice and eat and eat that. Cut it, you know, it's complex because you cut it in half. What's called the prusa, you know. So if you give out, so if you cut a slice, you should eat from that slice.
The first slice that you saw.
Yeah, you should eat that one. Yeah, shehu nechelus atayavon, because that's the. Well, everyone's hungry. That's the Moshe Shmack. Who is a chiv of mitzvah to eat from that from the one? It's a chiv of mitzvah to have teyavon, to have when you make a bracha, to have time. You know, you want to eat it. There's a chiv of mitzvah to have the bracha to eat it. Yeah, that's also, and so it says also the Mishnah brings down that you shouldn't from the prusa. You shouldn't give out to an animal, feed it to an animal, or to a kusik, because you made a bracha on it, so it is a shtickle, there's a little bit of kedusha to it. Fine, I think we'll stop here, we'll do kusamach, tomorrow, that's a fun simon.